From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The Israeli Navy says it has taken control of another humanitarian aid ship in the eastern Mediterranean, this time without violence. The Rachel Corrie was the latest ship to try to break Israel's three-year blockade of the Gaza Strip. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Gaza.
The Israeli military says initial reports are that the nonviolent boarding occurred less than 22 miles off the coast of Egypt, after the activists on board refused numerous warnings to head for the Israeli port of Ashdod. Israel has offered to deliver all permitted aid to Gaza by land, but the activists say they are deliberately carrying building materials for Gaza, which Israel does not permit because it says some of them could have military uses. Officials from the Islamist Hamas movement, which controls the strip, gathered at Gaza's port this morning, where they called on the international community to force Israel to end its blockade. The port features memorials to the 9 activists who were shot and killed by Israeli naval commandos Monday morning aboard a Turkish-registered aid ship. Israel says the shooting was in self-defense. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Gaza.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates says North Korea's alleged sinking of a South Korean warship is part of a reckless pattern of aggression. He says it would set a bad precedent for there not to be any consequences. He's urging Asian nations to respond collectively.
The nations of this region share the task of addressing these dangerous provocations. Inaction would amount to an abdication of our collective responsibility to protect the peace and reinforce stability in Asia. North Korea must cease its belligerent behavior and demonstrate clearly and decisively that it wants to pursue a different path.
Gates was speaking today at an international security summit in Singapore. The United States and South Korea are seeking support from China for UN action. President Obama is promising to stand with the people of the Gulf Coast amid criticism of how his administration has responded to the oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico. Mr. Obama says the White House is doing everything it can to help.
What I told these men and women, and what I've said since the beginning of this disaster, is that I'm going to stand with the people of the Gulf Coast until they are made whole.
President Obama, speaking in his weekly media address, he recorded it yesterday while visiting the barrier island town of Grand Isle, Louisiana. He spoke as BP works on its latest attempt to stem the flow of oil. BP has fitted a containment cap on the blown-out well, but oil continues to escape. Later this morning, the president is expected to name his choice for the Pentagon's top intelligence official to oversee the nation's 16 spy agencies. Mr. Obama is expected to nominate James Clapper to be his head of national intelligence. Clapper is a retired Air Force general. He would replace retired Admiral Dennis Blair, who stepped down from the job last month in the first major shakeup of the president's national security team. From Washington, this is NPR News. Today is the showdown for the women's final at the French Open, but as Frank Browning reports, American stars Serena and Venus Williams won't be there.
Today's finals match sets Samantha, or Sam, Stosur of Australia against Italy's Francesca Schiavone. Whoever wins, it will be her first Grand Slam victory. At 26, Stosur shut out Serena Williams after beating such stars as Justine Henin and Helena Yankovic in earlier French Open matches. The 29-year-old Schiavone is the first Italian woman ever to compete for a Grand Slam title. This is the first time she's won in the semifinals. Tomorrow sees the end of this year's French Open as showman and four-time winner Rafael Nadal meets the cool Swede Robin Soderling. Soderling's victory over Nadal last year was called an upset, but after knocking out number one ranked Roger Federer earlier this week, Soderling's seen as Nadal's toughest challenge. For NPR News, I'm Frank Browning.
A 14-year-old girl from Ohio has won the Scripps National Spelling Bee. Anamika Viramani captured the top prize last night. Here she is spelling her winning word during the primetime ESPN broadcast on ABC.
Stromore. S-T-R-O-M-U-H-R. Stromore.
We have a winner.
Viramani is the third consecutive Indian American to win the Bee. She receives a trophy and more than $40,000 in cash and prizes. Viramani has yet to start high school, but she plans to attend Harvard and become a cardiovascular surgeon. I'm Giles Snyder. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.